Hey everyone, and welcome to the Bible Breakdown Podcast. In this podcast, we will be breaking down the Bible one chapter a day. Whether you are a new believer or have been following Christ for a while, we believe that you will learn something new and fresh every single day. So thank you for joining us, and let's get into breaking down the Bible together.
Well, everybody, welcome back to the Bible Breakdown Podcast with your host, Pastor Brandon. Today, 1 Chronicles chapter 18, today's title is David's Secret Sauce. David's Secret Sauce. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But as always, if you like what we're doing here, make sure you like, share, subscribe to the podcast and the YouTube channel. Make sure you're leaving us a five-star review on the podcast. Make sure that you're going to the BrandonCannon.com, just BrandonCannon.com, forget the D, and subscribing to my free newsletter where I send you every week what my favorite devotion was of the week. And then also, we all gather together at the Bible Breakdown discussion on Facebook. Man, the more we dig, the more we find, and those people do an amazing job doing those every single day, and I look forward to reading them every single morning, and I'm just so thankful to them for doing that. If you have your Bibles, want to open up with me to 1 Chronicles chapter 18, talking about the idea of David's secret sauce. Now, if you think about it, from the outside looking in, there's something going on with David. I mean, all of these people that were enemies of the Israelites and was constantly beating the mess out of them, I think of the Philistines and all these others, well, they're not winning anymore. They're losing. They're losing big time. And there's David. He seems to be a really good fighter, but man, he must have like, you know, the gauntlet that Thanos had. I mean, he's got the Infinity Stones here. Something's going on here. Something's good. What is the secret sauce that's causing David just to win, just to succeed in so many different ways? Well, we're going to see. God's word tells us what it is, and then we're going to see how that has to, or how that can affect our lives today. You ready? What's the secret sauce of David's life? 1 Chronicles chapter 18, verse 1 says this. After this, David defeated and subdued the Philistines by conquering Gath and its surrounding towns. David also conquered the land of Moab, and the Moabites who were spared became David's subjects and paid him tribute money. David also destroyed the forces of Hadadezer, the king of Zoban, as far as Hamath. Then Hadadezer marched out to strengthen his control along the Euphrates River. David captured 1,000 chariots, 7,000 charioteers, and 20,000 foot soldiers. He crippled all the chariot horses except for 100 chariots. When the Arameans from Damascus arrived to help King Hadadezer, David killed 22,000 of them. He placed several army garrisons in Damascus and the Aramean capital, and the Arameans became David's subjects and paid him tribute money. So the Lord made David victorious wherever he went. Pay attention to that one. Verse 7. David brought the gold shields of Hadadezer's officers to Jerusalem, along with large amounts of bronze from Hadadezer's towns of Tibia in Kun. Later, Solomon melted the bronze and molded it into great bronze basins called the sea, the pillars, and the various bronze articles used at the temple. When King Toi of Hamath heard David had destroyed an entire army of King Hadadezer of Zobah, he sent his son Joram to congratulate King David for his successful campaign. Hadadezer and Toi had been enemies and were often at war. Joram presented David with many gifts of gold, silver, and bronze. King David dedicated all these gifts to the Lord, along with the silver and gold that he had taken from the other nations, from Edom, Moab, Ammon, Philistia, and Amalek. Abishai, son of Zeruiah, destroyed 18,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He placed army garrisons in Edom, and all the Edomites became David's subjects. In fact, the Lord made David victorious wherever he went. Remember that. So David reigned over all Israel and did what was just and right for his people. Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was commander of the army. Jehoshaphat, son of Eliud, was the royal historian. Zadok, son of Attub, and Ahimelech, son of Abathar, were the priests, and Zeruiah was the court secretary. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was the captain of the king's bodyguard, and David's sons served as the king's chief assistants. So did you notice what it said in two different places? Two different places it said, the Lord made David victorious wherever he went. What was David's secret sauce? The Lord. The thing that set David apart from others was the Lord. Now notice, it doesn't say that the Lord stopped the battles. Do you notice that? It doesn't say that because he was faithful, God made it so that David didn't have to fight any battles. Not at all. But it did say that every single battle that David had to fight, he overcame every adversity because the Lord was with him. Can I tell you, as a Christ follower, that's our secret sauce in life? Some people have unintentionally informed people to think, well, that if God's with me, the secret sauce component is I'm never going to go through a bad time. I'm never going to have an enemy. Never going to have to fight. People are never going to talk bad about me. You know, I'm never going to have to blah, 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 you know, whatever. That's simply not true. David had to fight many different battles. He had to get dirty. He had to, you know, deal with stuff. He had to be on the battlefields. There'd be places he probably didn't want to be. But in every single battle, God was with him and helped him overcome adversity. That's one of the many differences between Christians and non-Christians. Both are going to go through battles. Both are going to have hardships. One has a secret sauce on how they're going to overcome every adversity, and that's the Lord. Can I tell you in life, and I don't want to be the one to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you the truth, and that is this. Everybody I know is either just coming out of a battle, they're right in the middle of a battle, or they're just now heading into one. Well, Pastor, that sounds depressing. I wish you'd be more positive. Okay, I'm positive. Everybody I know is in one of those three places. They're coming out of a battle, they're in the middle of one, or they're getting ready to go into one. It's just life. That's how life works. We live in a fallen world. It's full of trials and tribulations. The Bible even says sometimes that, or it says that when we enter into trials, to count it as joy, because God will use it for our good. Therefore, that means there's times God's going to see a storm coming, and he's going to say, hey, Brandon, there's a storm coming. God, you should do something. I am. But it's not moving out of the way. I know. Well, what are you doing about it? I'm holding your hand real tight because you're going to have to go through this battle, but I'm not going anywhere. And because I'm not going anywhere, I'm going to be with you. But God, I can't swim. I know, but I can. And I'm going to be with you the whole way. The secret sauce. God's with you the whole way. So what does that mean for us? That means that right now, you may be facing a violent storm. You may be facing a difficulty in your life. Do you know, right now, there may be people in your life who, you know, maybe it's not like a life-threatening thing, but it's just a nagging worry. Or maybe it's people that are just talking bad about you. You know, and it just hurts your heart. It's difficult. Can I tell you, the Bible never says you'll never go through stuff like that. Matter of fact, the Bible says, Jesus said, in this life, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Your secret sauce is the Lord. So what do? Always go back to your secret sauce. Go back to the Lord as often as you can and say, God, I need you. And he'll be there holding your hand right now where you are. God is with you. Turn into him and let him be your strength. Let him be your secret sauce. The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will not be afraid. Not because the valley's not there, but because our God walks close beside us. Let's pray. God, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, that you're with us and you're for us in all things. God, I pray for maybe the person who's with us right now, listening or watching, that maybe they're going through a difficult time. Maybe they're going through the battle of their life. I pray that you will remind them, God, that you are with them and you are for them in every way. Well, that they will remember that because you are for them, it doesn't mean they're not going to go through trouble. It does mean the trouble will not destroy them. I pray, though, for courage. I pray for wisdom. And I pray for your comfort. Your word says that you give a peace that passes all understanding. We celebrate that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Well, God's word says in 1 Chronicles 29, I know my God, that you examine our hearts and you rejoice when you find integrity there. God sees you. God knows you. God's with you. I love you. I'll talk to you next time for 1 Chronicles chapter 19.